With that being said, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We honor you. We extol your greatness. As I look up at the sky, we thank you, Lord God, because you allowed us another day. You woke us up this morning. You told us that we are victorious in everything that we do. And we win today, Lord. We win every day. So, Lord, thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Father, that they win in every single area of their lives, Father. And, Lord, thank you for the word that is going to come forward. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to correct us. It's going to encourage us. And we win because of it. And this call will be clear in the name of Jesus. No interruption. We're ready to hear it. We believe it. We receive it. And we're going to decree it in the name of Jesus. I love you, family. And I'm going to turn it over to the victorious host for today. Host, are you there?
I'm here. Minister Robin, are you able to hear me?
I am. I love you, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
Thank you, Minister Robin. So excited to hear your voice this morning. So excited for the greater and the newer things in 2017that God is doing in your life. And thank you so much for greeting and seating each one of us and opening us up with that awesome prayer this morning. To God be the glory. And thank you so much for all that you do. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And I welcome you to the Master's Call on this You Win Wednesday. And so the Master Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and it started back because our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, simply said yes to the mission and the mandate that God had given them for this call, the Master's Call, so that each and every day when you call in, your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master on the Master's Call. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we start this call every single Monday through Friday with prayer, and we end in prayer. On Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. But there may be something going on with you during those days where we don't open up the line for you to communicate with us. And so we want you to know that we have a website that is interactive, which means that you, if you have a prayer request, you could use our website to put in comments and just share that website on your social media pages. Share it with someone else so that their lives can be changed as yours has been, feasting here at the buffet table on the Master's Call. Also, we do have, let me give you that web address. It's www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. Also, we have an email address, and that's info@themasterscall.net. And if you send a message, then our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Each and every day following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And that dial-in number is 712-770-4005 using the access code 294-617-POUND. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and so there will be a topic that will be discussed that absolutely will change your life. And what brought us all together is a phenomenal health and wellness company that is changing lives all over the world, and that is known as Artist Life. And so if you are a member of the Artist Life family, please check your back office for the greater and the newer things that are happening with Artist Life. Also, we are preparing for the Artists United, which will be happening in September 2017 in Las Vegas, Nevada. So please make sure that you are in position to close out this month of June in a phenomenal way so that you embrace incentive number one, number two, number three, or number four. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get back with the person that invited you to this call so that they can share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. Well, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, she is, I'm telling you, a lady who is on the move. She is a child of the Most High God. She is a daughter. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a wife. She is an Artist Lifepreneur. She is the co-founder of Arago Productions. She is a distributor here with me on the Truly Blessed Artist Life team. So glad to be connected with her in this season. She is definitely a person who shares with others just how awesome and amazing our Father God is on a daily basis. She is amazing. She is dedicated. She is our anointed speaker for this morning. And at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the phenomenal Minister Ada Levette Gray. So are you out there this morning, Minister Ada?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
You are amazing leader. You are truly blessed. You are an excellent woman of God. I consider it a privilege and an honor to serve on this ministry with you. I consider it an honor and a privilege to be a part of your team. You are an awesome leader, mother, songbird. What can I say about Minister Tiffany Lauderdale? Love you so very much and want to give out kudos to Minister Robin for seating us and greeting us in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. Thank God. I love your sweet spirit and your voice. Certainly miss you when we don't hear you. And I love, love, love that tag. You win Wednesday. Yes, we win because we already know that it's a fixed fight. We are children of the Most High God, and so I greet you this morning from my Brooklyn, New York home with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I also want to give a shout-out to my spiritual big sisters and mentors and friends, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, so happy for what God is doing in the both of your lives. Well, I am going to try to finish up I've been doing a series on the Proverbs 31 woman. And so the title of my message this morning is, Who is She? And I follow that up with, She is a leader. And while I am preparing to bring what the Lord has given me to give to you all this morning, would you be so kind as to turn to the book of Proverbs 31, and I'm going to pray that this word minister to you as it ministered to me. And so let me just say a quick word of prayer. Gracious and loving, kind God, I come truly humbled and thankful and grateful as the mouthpiece this morning, thanking you for an opportunity to speak to these, your people. I now step down and step back and allow your Holy Spirit to come and speak through me. Lord, it is not about me. I am not the issue. I am not the focus. It's all about that you may be glorified this morning through this message. So all of you, Lord, and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, who is she? She is a leader. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, you can go to our website, www.themasterscall.net. and look up the previous messages that I have presented on the Proverbs 31 woman. Just to recap, the Proverbs 31 woman, what does she look like? Who is she? What is she about? What are some characteristics about the Proverbs 31 woman? So I want you to go to Proverbs 31 chapter, the 31st chapter, and we're going to actually start at verses 8 and 9, and then we're going to skip down to the final part. I took the time to really break down the Proverbs 31, and Minister Brenda Terrell will tell you that Platinum President Anastasia Lewis broke down Proverbs 31 woman for us in Maryland this past weekend like I have never heard before. Oh, you just had to be there. You just had to be there. Okay, so starting with the verse 8, Proverbs 31, verse 8 and 9. It says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. When I was thinking about this message this morning, the Lord put on my heart someone that I read about many years ago. And if she was not a Proverbs 31 woman, I don't know who was. Before Michelle Obama, before First Lady Michelle Obama, there was an awesome, one of the most influential women in our American history, in my opinion. Who am I speaking about this morning who exemplify a Proverbs 31 woman in leadership? I'm speaking of Coretta Scott King. Yes, the late widow of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Let me just give you just a little bit about her. Let me first read the passage of scripture, and then I'll give you a little bit about her. So now I want you to go to Proverbs 31 and then begin with verse 23, and we're going to go and finish this today. So now I want you to look at Proverbs 31, 23rd through the 31st verse. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, body magic, hello, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Yes, Coretta Scott King, the late widow of Dr. King. I'm not going to go through her bio, but I invite you that this woman accomplished so many things in her own right. A couple of the very notable things is that it took 15 years of a fight to get Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday observed as a national holiday in 1983, signed by President Reagan. It is now observed in all 50 states. Coretta Scott King, in my opinion, is one of the most influential women that has ever walked the earth. This is what one of her children says about her mother. She is, and I quote, my favorite person. Coretta Scott King and Dr. Martin Luther King has four living children. Yolanda King is an actress. Bernice King is a lawyer and a minister. And Dexter King runs the King Library. And Martin Luther King the third now serves as the president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And so they all have followed in their parents' footsteps of service, of being involved with helping others. And so as I think about this message today, it's a very brief message, because the Proverbs 31 woman, whether you are a single woman, whether you are married, divorced, widow, no matter what woman you are, when you study the passage of the Proverbs 31 woman, this woman was about the business of her Heavenly Father. Yes, she was. And even though in this example, in this text, it talks about her being a husband, being a wife. But let me just speak to the singles for a moment. I have always had, for many years, a heavy burden for single women. And the reason why is because I think so many times there are so many vulnerabilities for a single woman. And this is what I want to say to also to the brothers on the line, that it is so important to understand the jewel and your role as protector and leader. There have been numerous studies on the effects of children growing up without their father or the presence of their father. There have been some, just like in our example, Coretta Scott King had to be a single parent after her beloved husband was assassinated in 1968. And so I want to first speak to the single women. If you are a single woman, it is during your singleness that you have the time, energy, and you should have the time and focus and energy to focus on what God has called you to do. If you desire a husband, God is no respecter of persons. Ask Dr. PK. But in the meantime and in between time, do not allow yourself to be in a spirit or in a state of idleness. Do not allow your time of singleness to be something in which you are constantly on dating sites and looking for a mate. To be truthfully honest, the word is very clear. It says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Ask me. I was not looking for Mr. Douglas Grace. In fact, I didn't think it would be anytime soon that I would even consider getting remarried again. I was focused on taking care of my children. I was focused on serving the Most High God. I was focused on teaching my children how to live a life that glorifies their Heavenly Father. I am grateful and thankful that I led each one of my children to Christ. I am thankful that my focus was on being the best mother that I could be after my divorce. Unfortunately, today I see too many women, single women who are so vulnerable, making very poor choices and literally putting their children in danger by being with not the right man. Let me say something to you. I don't care what's going on in America, American pop culture. Study this passage, single woman, and learn how to live a life that glorifies your Heavenly Father. Now, I want to speak to the brothers right now, especially men who have a Proverbs 31 woman in your life, be it your mother, be it your wife, be it your aunt, be it your daughter. Honor her. Protect her. Give her the respect that she deserves. Too many times I have observed, in my opinion, men who don't value their Proverbs 31 woman. They take her for granted, and they somehow think that they can constantly abuse and misuse her to the point where she will just stay no matter what. But I want you to hear me this morning, that it is time for the brothers, for the men, to stand and take their rightful place as leaders in their homes, in their communities, and to be there for their children, to support them emotionally, physically, and of course financially. As I prepare to close, I want to give you some takeaways. The first one is study and read the Proverbs 31 woman. She is someone to truly understand what this looks like. We are so blessed that we have many Proverbs 31 women that we are exposed to. When I think about our co-founders, my entire TMC family, and many of the artist distributors that I have come across, study her. Men, honor her, protect her, love her, and do not take her for granted. Number two, women, be the leader. Be the leader in your home. Be the leader on your job. Be someone that is clothed with dignity and respect. Be about the business of your Heavenly Father. And number three, this is for all of us. Let's honor the Proverbs 31 women in our life. Let's let them know how much we appreciate their counsel, their time, their prayers. Every Friday, every single Friday, it amazes me that we don't have more people sharing their prayer requests and their praise reports. This ministry is coming up to its 7th year. And I am asking you, if you have been partaking of this amazing ministry in any way, shape, or form, I invite you to let the founders of this call, the co-founders of this call, know. It doesn't take you that long to shoot them an email at info@themasterscall.net or to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, and leave a comment. Don't take this ministry for granted. It is a lot of work putting together a daily call 365 days of the year. And I'm talking about rich word, coordination of speakers and hosts and greeters. It's a lot of work. Let's honor the Proverbs 31 women in our life. At this time, I'm going to turn the call back over to Minister Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful word. Thank you so much, Minister Ada Levesque Grace, for speaking into our lives this morning about the importance of the Proverbs 31 woman. And also, may God continue to bless you and keep you as we go to God in prayer. Father God, we just bless your holy and matchless name, Father. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the power that you have given to each one of us. And we realize that on this Wednesday, in each and every single day, we win, oh God. I thank you for Minister Ada Levesque Grace, and I thank you, God, for allowing her to speak to us this morning. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single thing that she stands in need of, that you will meet it in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that everything that is working in her life is working out for your good, oh God, so that your glory will be seen in her throughout the world. Father, I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. I speak that they are healed in the name of Jesus, that they are whole in the name of Jesus, that they walk in your power in the name of Jesus, that they win in the name of Jesus, that they are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus, that every single thing that they need, God, you have supplied according to your riches and glory. So we simply say thank you, God. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our friend, for being our healer, our deliverer, for being our peace, for being our hope, for being our joy, for being our salvation, oh God. And we thank you that you love us unconditionally, oh God. So we just thank you for this day that you have made. And rejoice, you too. Rejoice and be glad in it because, God, you are an amazing God. So we just thank you because you have allowed for us to get up into another day. We thank you, God, that your presence, your angels are around us. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it is done in Jesus' name, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this phenomenal message, please dial 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. Also, we'll be heading over to the new Morning Motivational Call, where today is Awareness Wednesday, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Also, don't forget, save the date, September 2017, all roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada for the Artists United 2017 event. Make sure that you call and get registered. Let them know that you have a desire to be there and watch God manifest the rest. It has been awesome serving you this morning. I thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Robin, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer and giving us our tag for this Wednesday. We win, and so we do win in every single thing that we do on this Wednesday, and so do you. Thank you for serving this morning. Also, Minister Ada Levesque Grace, thank you so much for that powerful and profound message on the Proverbs 31 woman. Thanks for all that you do. Thank you for serving us this morning. And to each of you who have dialed into this, the Master's Call, this call would not be what it is without each and every single one of you. So we pray that you will continue to share this call with others and that you will meet us back here at this divine appointed hour on tomorrow. May God continue to do greater and newer things in your life, and by faith, may God continue to manifest God-ordained goals and dreams in 2017 in each of your lives. And at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Ada if she would come to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
Amen, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so. God bless you. Love and appreciate you. Certainly considered an honor to be on your team. I just want to say in closing, to the single women especially, make sure you're under a good mentor, someone that can help you navigate through this thing called life. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Go out and be someone's answered prayer today. We'll see you right back here on the Master's Call tomorrow morning. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.